this expression, Ve'eva, the Pashtun says that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to lech al Paro baboiker, to go to Paro in the morning. Why? Because the Paro thought he was a god, and therefore he wanted to strike him before anyone saw he did in the morning. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu went in the morning, like Kosh Baruch Hu said, and spoke to Paro. So we also in the morning, we have also, Kosh Baruch Hu tells us to do certain things, Mashal Kriyashma, Shachrov Kumecha, to do it only when we get up in the morning, or Tefillah, we daven 3 times a day, we have to daven once in the morning. So the Rosh Kosh Baruch Hu is for us to daven and say Kriyashma in the morning. So what can we do before davening? What cannot we do before davening? So we create them divided into 5 separate categories. One is, can a person go to sleep before davening? Let's say he's up all night, can he go to sleep before davening? A second case is, can he greet a person before davening? A third case is, can he do malacha, do his tzrachim before he davens to Hashem? Fourth case is, can he eat and he drink? Can he satisfy himself before davening? And the fifth case, can he learn Torah before davening? 5 separate cases to go through each one. First case is, can he go to sleep before davening? So there's a Gemara in Brachos on the Daldo and Beis. The Gemara is talking about Mayrib. The Gemara says, what is the reason that we have Krishna by Chatzos? Kadesh le Odom bom in Asodo ba'erev, so person should not come from the field in the evening. Ba'imer eilch le'beisi v'oichul ma'at, I'll come to my house, I'll eat a little bit, v'eshte ma'at, v'ishe ma'at, I'll drink a little bit, I'll sleep a little bit, v'akach ekru Krishna v'espalol. V'choit v'asa shino, and the shino will take a grab a hold of him. Therefore, we want a person by Mayrib that before he davens Mayrib, he should, in order to daven Mayrib right away, he should not eat and he should not go to sleep. The Rashi of Yidal and Brocha says, before he daven Mayrib, he cannot eat and he cannot go to sleep. The Shulchan Aruch Tzimur Reish Lamedhei by Mayrib says, a person cannot eat before Mayrib. And the Mechaber says, even a Samach L'Mayrib. Samach L'Mayrib means Chatzi Shoh, an half hour before Tzeitzik L'Chofen. It's an Isser to eat. It says in Mishavua, Lav Dafki, eating, even sleeping. You cannot go to sleep a half hour before Mayrib. So therefore, comes along the Paiskim, and says, L'Mosha, let's say you're up at Shavuos night, you're up all night, and it comes the morning, are you allowed to go to sleep? So Madif by Mayrib, you're not allowed to go to sleep before Mayrib. Why? Because if you go to sleep a little bit, maybe the Gemara says, the sleep will take over you, or chap you, and you won't wake up. Says the Paiskim Kolosh game, if you're up all night, you go to sleep even a half hour before Alois. Alois now is Berach 5:23 if you hold 72 minutes. And a half hour before that, Berach 10 to 5. So if you up till 10 to 5, 10 minutes to 5 o'clock, then if you go to sleep then, the sleep will overtake you, and you won't daven Kriyashma b'zmana, you won't do Tefillah b'zmana. And therefore, says the Paiskim, the Binyan Oilum, the Chelik Aleph, Simon Aleph, this Eretz Betshuva, Simpei Beis, Shev Dalevi, Nichalik Yud, V'oi Kama Paiskim says that people cannot go to sleep when you're up all night. Why? Because the sleep will overtake you, and therefore you'll not daven Kriyashma b'zmana. So let's say a person goes to sleep at night, and he wakes up, let's say, in the Moshul at 5:30. What happens? He turns over, and he looks at the clock, it's 5:30, and he wants to daven Yeshiva at 7. He has another hour and a half to go. Does he have to get out of bed? He's also for him to go to sleep before he davened Shachris. Well, no, since he bed and slept, it's will hemshe.
5:30 then.
What?
Every day he has to wake up 5:30.
No, if he's sleeping, he's sleeping already. Could he now go to sleep?
Can he go to sleep?
Once he's sleeping, he can be a shaiti or an ayin, a potter, for mitzvahs. But once you're up already...
No shash will sleep in the morning because you already have a night's sleep also.
Well, some people can sleep longer. You can. Varaya, people do. So you can sleep longer. So once, let's say, you wake up, you see light coming into your room, or you look at your watch, do you have to get out of bed or not? So there's a Siddur, Isha Yisrael, Apidasa Gro, and Tina Tefillah Isdal, it brings down from a real disc and you have to get up. 5:30, you see the light coming into your room, you're up, you open up your eyes, you have to get out of bed. The Sefer Avnei Yashbim Perek Zayin and also Reuben and Siach HaTfilo say the same sack from Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant and Mariel Diskin both say, once you open up your eyes for a second, you're up. Now what are you doing? You're going to sleep. Going to sleep you can do once you hit our eyes. That's awesome. The Chol Gim, the Chazanish in Dinah Van Hoggis in Perek Dalet, he says, no. He agrees that he can't go to sleep in the morning, but that's not going to sleep. That's all one hemshech of the sleeping. That is what he's doing. You open up your eyes for a second after you woke up. You open up your eyes, you saw the light coming in. Be'etim, that's all one time. Shekhin, tiny, the chaznish, be'etim, you can't continue going on sleeping.
Even if you went to the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's that. And also, Vitek Zilbashin, and also, Mariyah Toshin Samach, he quotes the Siddha Isha Yisrael, and he says, no, why do you wake up? You didn't wake up, that's nothing, he brings you back from Sukkah. And he says, Enechanami wants you, as long as you're still in bed, you didn't do anything, Enechanami is all in Hemshech, and you go back sleeping. So at them, if you wake up for a second, Machalik, the Paiskim, Shmuel, Salant, Meril, Diskin, first Echaz Nish. However, let's say, the case you're saying before, let's say you get out of bed, you do something. Next time you open up your eyes, you get out of bed to go to the bathroom, you get out of bed to take a drink of water, then before you get out of bed, you did something, you're up now. Not pshat, you're being mamshuk in the sleeping. So there, missing Karelitz, and Sefer Chut HaShoni, Chelik Aleph, Omad Rishon Gimel, says, even though once, when you open up your eyes, you're staying in bed, the body can go back to sleep, but once you get out of bed, then the body, you're out of bed, the body can go back to sleep. Where's his Makari, said B'Sol Salanter? So the B'Sol Salanter held that once you get out of bed, you can go back to sleep. So again, another step that he kind of once you're out of bed, you can go to sleep in the morning. And there's also the Achalkim, safe in the Kiyot Tikova, Atfilon, Parakiyot, he quotes a Vav and says, even to get out of bed, it's all one Hemshech, you go back to sleep. Or we could say, another Svar, a diamond to this, is what the Arlet Tzin, Chachama, Barashol, Chalfeis, Parakiyot, Vav, he kind of, the person has to, he's talking about Minchob, he said the person has to know about himself, that if you ruggle to sleep a long time, maybe you'll have a problem. But let's say you always get up 7, and the chance of you missing your tefillah, the yeshiva, the zman, is come on, not shaykh. Then Echlami, you slept during the night. They say they can't go to sleep. He says is very not mistavro. Even go to the bathroom, go back to sleep. What's the big deal? That's them. You know yourself. You wake up. What? Right. That's what he wants. He's the man who helped you marry the mincha. Who didn't shaykh us? Echlami. Well, there's also a sefer. What?
No.
You ruggle.
Don't
be wait. As you know, the Arlet Tzion says, once you know you wake up, that's not as if you have a chash shemi yomoshek. The whole list of sleeping is maybe you'll continue. You don't continue. Or there's a sefer lekha kemcha chadosh. He tells, let's say even up all night. So in Simpei Tes, in Sivkot and Samach Vav, he says, even if you're up all night, and Shavuos morning you want to go to sleep, he says, say Kriyashma, once it hits the Zman of Shiyakir, you can say Kriyashma, then what? You can go to sleep. The Etzem Tefillah V'Tzibur, or Tefillah, the Zman is B'Dievet Til Chatzos. A chance a person will sleep Til Chatzos straight without waking up and not Mistavro. So the same as Svaro, but he said, even if you're up all night, once a time, if you go to sleep from 10 to 5 till Chatzos 12, not Mistavro, even then he wants to be Mekel. So but B'Kitzur, we have two beds and two different sheets. One first, if you're up all night, Pashas can go to sleep. But if you went to sleep during the night, if you wake up, again, this is Machloikis, if you open up your eyes, is that enough to be considered up? Or if you get out of bed, is that considered being up enough? Machloikis. So what should a person in bed do? Chatz Yishua before Alois. You cannot go to sleep anymore. Just like by my Chatz Yishua, a half hour beforehand. And that means, I think, a 10 to 5 yesterday. Or today.
Oh, even though it's in that.
What?
Dashing
he's talking in a case where he's talking about mincha. That's yeah. Once he holds also, it's also half hour beforehand.
Oh, even though it's mistavra, you wake up.
No, not mistavra. You're up all night. Not mistavra. Very not mistavra. Not mistavra.
You'll find the case.
Fine, but there are other again. These cases of machlokes. What should a person do? So first, well, Paisim say very simple. Get a shomer. So in Shavuos morning, let's say up all night, so you're going to go to sleep because you're tired, you can't daven kavoning and fall asleep during davening. So what do? You always have the guy stay up down the seeking, ask the davening, tell them, when you finish davening, come to my room and wake me up. And the diva wake me up. I'm in my house, come and wake me up. And also Shomer says the place, Nevada helps with sleeping. Sheva Levi, Chalik Yud says by Shavuos, what should you do? Get a Shomer. The Bnei Olam, or Chashulchan, Zecha Filim, Chaim Knievsky, all says a Shomer helps with davening. So you invite them later. Problem is, let's say it's not Shavuos morning. It's another day, you want someone to wake you up. Now you come to your dira, 5 o'clock, hopefully everyone's sleeping. Who can be a shomer? You can't get a person sleeping to be a shomer. He has to be up to be a shomer. So got that, Reuben Tain is, first of all, they always wake you up.
They do.
They do? They're not nice to you? They're not quiet?
No,
but they always wake you up. Because some people don't wake up their roommates because they think the roommate wants to sleep a little later. Or maybe done it earlier already. If no. Well, I'll get back to that tomorrow. Oh, so what about the alarm clock? Well, the best thing a person can do is alarm clock. Very simple. So first, does the alarm clock help as a shomer or not? The guy of Mincha Maariv, but we'll talk about Shacharis. So first, the Chut HaShoni of Nisik Yerelitz and Amon Reish Tezvav said alarm clocks do not help. Why? He tells, what is Hashem? Hashem has to tell you what to do. It's now time for the Shacharis. He has to tell you an alarm clock, unless you have a talking alarm clock that you recorded and you taped and says, now it's time for Shacharis.
The phone says Shacharis.
What?
Get on the phone
and say Shabbos. Get on the phone and message. You have to answer it?
No, I'm sure it rings and says Shabbos.
So you don't have to look at it. So Mr. Girl's saying that the alarm clock does not help. Why? It's much in the way. The Shabbos a little bit that a Shemer has to tell you what to do. That's the Shita. However, commonplace can argue and say a Shemer does not have to tell you what to do. And they say a alarm clock does help. Shlomo Zalman, Biashiv, Shevet Alevi, Chama Bashol. They say an alarm clock does help. However, the second problem. Shlomo Zalman wants to time the alarm clock helps for, let's say, achilo, for eating. However, it does not help for sleeping. Why? He says, Metzias, what do? You lie in bed, you have the alarm clock, you shut off, and go, you turn it over, and go back to sleep. Shlomo Zalman. Look at Shlomo Parakpeis. He says, what do? You turn it off, and you go back to sleep. It's not a shame. People naturally, or some people naturally, turn off the alarm clock. And they go back to sleep, and it's not a strong enough shomer that you'll get out of bed and listen to. A person you might listen to, an alarm clock, if half the time they'll listen to people, they'll listen to the alarm clock. So that's his time. Now, again, the chalkum on this, and the kids cover that tefillin perek yud, things down there. Avodah said, Avad the alarm clock helps with sleeping. Biashiv holds the alarm clock helps with sleeping. Sefer, Lekha Kemacha Chodosh, also says that alarm clock helps with sleeping. Because that's when it does wake, Maisa, what's the problem? You're sleeping, Shemi Moshech, might continue. What happened? The alarm clock wakes you up, it gets you up. Now what are you going to do? You're going to go back to sleep. So to say the long clock is not going to do its job, it's going to do your job, it's going to wake you up. It's no problem with Shemi Yemoshech. You're not continue sleeping, it woke you up. You choose to ignore it, but it did wake you up. It did the job of Shmira.
Well, you don't hear it.
No, if you don't hear it, then you can't be Shemi Yemoshech.
You hear it when
no, you don't, you hear it. Lamarshal. One time you don't hear it, but on Shabbos, even though when people don't hear alarm clocks, they won't turn it off on Shabbos, most people. Okay, it's built, they hear it at a certain level of themselves. They hear it and choose to ignore it. I mean, they do hear it at a certain level. So it does wake them up. There's no Shemi Yemoshech. They're not continuing to sleep. It wakes them up. What?
Leave a note to someone.
Leave a note, but he's sleeping right now.
If you know when he wakes up,
we'll see that. He'll see it. And Labak will be good enough for Shemir. If you know 100% will work, Reuben once gave a shir, Lel Shavuos, the time is that you don't sleep Shavuos morning. If you know you have kids in your house, and there's no way you can sleep past 8 o'clock, they're going to jump on Tati, you know, the old father, they're going to jump on you, there's no way to sleep. And of course, Shemir, God will mean that. If you know that 100% is going to work, that's a shamer. But the point of a alarm clock, or a person is a good shamer, sometimes they can leave notes and signs. Lav dafka the person sees, does he read it? And lav dafka will wake you up, or maybe it's from yesterday's note, or 2 days ago, maybe davened already. But if you know, if a alarm clock works, he knows it's going to work.
The
Shemir
is learning, is that a problem?
So Shemir is helpful learning. The Mishabur says if he's learning, he's not a good Shemir. Because he himself had a problem with Shemir Moshech.
I suppose that when you told him he was learning Mishach Mashach.
No, he's going to daven. That's what
the
Shemir. They tell before davening.
Let's say he's still not learning. He'll learn after davening.
Of course, he has to stop. He has no head to Shemir Moshech. He has himself, I don't know. He himself has to stop at davening.
No, he learned after davening. And then you left half an hour before davening, sure. So then,
I don't know. No, he himself has a shemir because if you daven in a place where if you learn in a place that they're davening, that itself is a shemir for himself. Yeah, so he had no problem with shemir Moshech. Once he had no problem, in the Chalami, he can use shemir. That's a new chiyuv. Once you put your chiyuv, put on a person that right now he doesn't have a problem being a shemir, but maybe he's not your chayis, maybe. So, again, it comes down. Let's say a person wakes up in the middle of the night. Or after loish, can he go back to sleep or not? It's not like he's a but since it's only the whole Indian of Shemir is a drabbanon, Be'etim Mechoy can, drabbanon. V'oyid is machlekes, v'oyid people hold a long clock helps. L'chud is what we make a levadik b'seimach on it and go back to sleep. However, again, Emosh is very well exactly what to do. Another case that everyone agrees is mutter to go to sleep is the missing Kuralis again says once you go to the bathroom, can you go back to sleep? Let's say your das is not misyushivalov, that you cannot daven kavona, you can't function as a human being. So just like you can eat before davening, when you can't daven kavona, even though it's also eat before davening, however, after food, you're allowed to eat. Who didn't? Let's say you can't daven correctly or function correctly, says the missing Kuralis and Echanami, you can also go to sleep. And Misemach on the Indian, that itself is year four, where Rabbi Ben also. The same thing that a person Shavuos morning, if he knows he's going to fall asleep, not only does he tie in the lechur, you have a right to go to sleep, he says maybe you even have a chiyuv to go to sleep because you can't daven, you have no kavanah, maybe even you have to go to sleep. And that's also what Avos and Chelek Yud says, the same thing, that if you're a shvach, you have a right to go to sleep because you can't daven kavanah. So that's one in before davening in them sleeping. Next thing is the Gemara, is the inyan about greeting a person before davening. There's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yudalef. The Gemara says, Omer Rav, Kol Anoisin Shalom L'Chaveroi, Kodim She'Yisfala Gila Osebamo. A person cannot greet a person, say Shalom to his friend, before davening. In fact, the Gemara, Ay, you can be Shalom B'Prokim, Ne'er Kovit. So if Abba B'Maskin L'Pitzchoi, you cannot go to him and greet him. The Gemara says to go to a person, say hello to him is Osir. Says the Ben Yonah, what's the issue of saying Shalom? The Ben Yonah says, because Shalom is a Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the name of Hashem. However, to say Tzafra Mori Toi, to say Good Morning Master, that's Motor. This is Dafko, to say Shalom. However, Tzafra Mori Toi is Motor. Comes along the Machaber, and the Mishmur explains that there are three different levels of greeting a person. Three separate levels. One is to go over to a person, to go over to him, to say in any lashon is also, to tell him good morning, to tell him shalom, to tell him tzafim ha'toyiv, good morgen, all those things, to go over to him, that's also. Says the Meshavur, even your Rebbe, even your father, it's all also. There's another case, that be'etzem, you're not going to him, you're going to see your, to see some asik, to see something. However, he goes through his chatzar. L'mashul, you're going to see, I don't know, your fish tank in someone else's chatzar. You pass by his chatzar, you stop by his door, you knock on his door and say good morning to him. That the Chabad says, you cannot say Shalom, that's Shmoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, you can say another Lashon, Tzafa Mori Toiv is Mutter. Then there's a third case, is that you bump into a guy in the street, which happens, come time, you got to come to Yeshiva, you bump into a person. What to do over there? So it says in the Chabad, Mikra Adin, a person can say the word Shalom. Mikra Adin, however, the Yeshoimim, and how the place can pass him, we should be Machmer and not say Shalom. You say it in a different Lashon. You say Tzafa Mori Toiv. Why? Kadesh Yitan Lev Shu Osalis Akib Dvar Machem Klal Ad Shisfalu. Why should a person should realize he cannot be Akib in Dvarim, even though saying Shalom is not being Akib in Dvarim, but a person should realize he cannot do things before davening. Therefore, we are Machmur, and you should not say the word Shalom, but you say the word Safa Demari Tov. Explains the Paiskim, what does that mean? Let's say you say every morning, you say good morning to a person. You say it in Yiddish or in English, good morning. Says the Paiskim, that means say Bashinoi. Whatever you say, you should change. Because we want it to be nicker to you, that you don't want to be Ma'akiv in Dvarim. You don't want to be icing something else. So let's say every morning you tell a person good morning. So now you say it in another language, Tzafa Mori Toiv. You say Tzafa Mori Toiv, say good morning. You say it in a different language as a Shinoi to realize that you should not be Ma'akiv in your words. You should not change your words. Now what does that mean? Let's say you even have a senior based medrash, another guy is 2 years over, can you go over to him and tell him good morning? Is that bumping into him because you're all in one room? Well no, it's dumb, that's considered going over to him, says the Mishnah, that is considered going over to him. You see someone else, even in the same room, even in the shul, that's considered going over to him, and you cannot say hello to him in any language. That's also. Now however, let's say a person does greet you, says to you Shalom, and the Mishmur says, if he says Shalom, you'll answer back, you'll have to tell him Shalom, that's only Mutter. And only that, if the person knows that you didn't daven yet, and you did daven, let's say, Shlomi knows I didn't daven yet, and he can come over to me, and he davened already, he can come over to me and tell me that good morning, and I can ask back to him good morning. He's allowed to even cause me to respond back to him. He can tell me Shalom, and I have a right to tell him back Shalom. But what about saying Shalom in a different language, okay? Shalom, Meshavua says, B'loshen Laz, Yesh L'ayin. What does it mean, Laz? What it means is saying peace. So, however, saying B'loshen Hello, says the Emes Yaakov in Sim Peites, that's Mutter. That's not Nichol Negeda of Shalom. That's maybe Nichol Negeda of saying another language in another way, but not Nichol Negeda of Shalom, not Shmoy Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say your parents are, let's say, leaving this country, or you're going to pick them up in the airport, and it's before davening. Can you go greet them and say hello to them? The Mishmur says, again, you cannot say hello to your parents beforehand. Bechur, not say hello, it's Bechur's absorbing to your parents. So, Yitzhak Zilberstein, in the Sefer Siach HaTfilah, he says that, true, the Mishmur says, you can't say hello to your parents before, you can't say shalom to your parents before davening, you can't go and greet them. However, since it's the Shvus Yaakov that argues, in the Chelik Beis, therefore it says, you have a right to be Samech Shvus Yaakov, the person should go greet their parents. That's three times. He said times machlekes and b'soy mechlaakol. However, the Betzel v'chokhm and chalakei says not only it's not machlekes, he says it's not machlekes and everyone agrees you're allowed to. The whole issue of going to greet your parents is to go give them COVID. However, to mevaz them, the fact they came to this country, they came to Etzel, and you're not by the airport, not coming to greet them, not coming to say hello, that those are the bazillion, then says the Betzel v'chokhm, kuli amma, everyone agrees you should go to the airport, you have a chiv to go to the airport and greet them and tell them hello and tell them shalom. Why? Because that's a bazillion and not to go greet them, not to say hello to them.
Why do we have to say it first?
some of the problem of going over them, you're going to greet them. That self is going to greet them. That self is a problem. Greeting means you go over to say hello or say shalom or anything. Just going over to a person. That's a way of greeting. What about giving a phone call to a person? What does it get of giving a phone call? So the Lecha by Mesecha, the Bessal B'Chokhmah says, a phone call is nichol neged as if you're going to him. Therefore, in the morning before davening, you can make a phone call. However, the Oz Nidbru, Chal Gidal, Simul Amadalad, which Kalman Pais can quote, Tainz, a phone call has no cheshivas to it, it's like you met him in the street. Same get it as Pegisha. If you met him in the street, and therefore, Tainz, before davening, you can make a phone call, and tell a person Shalom, or he says, at least in Lashon of Shinoi, you should not say the Lashon of Shalom, say the Lashon of Shinoi, but he times a nichol neged a pegisha b'chaveiroi. Because he says, going to meet a person, that's covered, that's anus, you're saying hello to him. On a phone call, that's less of a level, less of covered, and if you want tainan, it's mutter. It's machloikis, yeshayim, and what's out of paskin. But that's in and of, again, we went through Shinoi, about sleeping, about greeting a person in the morning. Next Indian, in the morning, sorry?
In your house or something, you can just...
You bombed a person again. Halacha is you last make a din say shalom. However, machmas say blush and shinoi.
Let me see.
So I'm not sure if it means hello. When in this case he's being matter? He's always at the bottom. I'm not sure when he's saying hello. When you're being in general, you can say hello, or when you even go over to him and say hello. I'm not sure when he's being matter.
But the fact that he should change what his normal greeting is.
Right.
So when you ask hello, consider changing the normal greeting.
If your greeting is a good morning, say hello. Yes. You should always if you change it, it sounds like the thing is for you. You should realize in yourself, you should not give advice. As long as you change what you say, how much if you get used to it, then it comes what you say. So maybe I'll change again, maybe not, I'm not sure. But again, you see, yeah, you're supposed
to... If you're going to have the way you wake the guy up and saying good morning, you have to start saying hello. I am on something so you say good morning, I don't know.
Okay, then you're not greeting him. Okay.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's a summer greeting, but you're doing mainly the just waking the guy up. You have to say something. Get up.
The Chiyah, instead of giving shalom, Rashi says, because you're giving cover to the person before you give cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here you're going to go wake him up. You have to do it in a nice way. Just say good morning instead of calling him other names. So, Chiyah, and Svar should be mutter. Svar should be mutter. Nochadin, that you cannot do before davening, is the Isser of Malacha. The Gemara of Brachas, the Gen Bafi Dal, the Malach. The Gemara says, Omer of Idi by Oven, Omer of Yitzchak by Isha, and also the Odom lasses chvotzav kodim chispal. A person cannot do his chvetzim, his needs before davening. The Gemara nichol in that is also being gates to the derech. The Gemara says even going on the derech is nichol in being oisking yitzchak, and you can't do it before davening. It says the Mishpura, the Slav Dafko, if you go to the place that has no minyan, even Lamarshal, you're in Yerushalayim, you want to go to Bnei Brak, and you get there, Beitoy Bezmana, you'll daven with the minyan, you get the letterman, you have kavano, you're done with the tzibur, still it's also. You cannot be oisik and tzorachim. Even the other place to be will have a minion. You have to take your tzorachim. You cannot take your tzorachim before you daven. However, the Amor comes along and says, what does davening mean? He says that Yish makilim la'aksh omu mikzas brachas, that some who are meikul, and once you say birch ha-shachar, that enichanami, that's still davening, and after birch ha-shachar, enichanami, you can take your tzorachim. And he ends off with Toiv L'Hachmur. However, Mekadim, a person should be Machmur and not do anything before Davin Shemon Esrei, like Shumas Adeshin. So let's take a marshal. Person is going to the airport. His flight's 10 o'clock. His Nesha is 6 o'clock. So you have an option. You can either Davin before 6 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, Bechidis, which is after Alois, or let's say even after Nate, you can Davin. Or you can Davin at the airport with the minion. And there's always an 8:30 minion in the airport before the flight. So what should you do? Should you Davin Bechidus before you take the tender, and not take it and go on the derech, or you should daven with a minion at the airport. So it says the Sefer Avne Yashbo in Perek Yudalad that the Rama only says Toiv L'Hachmur. However, since it's Toiv L'Hachmur, a person is better daven Bechidus, then daven later on with a minion, even though you said Birchas HaShachar. Also, I heard B'Shem another Pesik that he tainted Ladaf from Nate, even from Alois. You have a choice, Dam Balois B'Yechidus, or Dam the airport later on with the minion, he tainted, who is better, Dam Balois B'Yechidus. Nearly, I push it on the sand, because my son, B'Ekadin, the Amol L'Chur Paskin, that B'Ekadin, you can serve him with the Shachar. You have a choice to Dam later on with the minion, or not B'Yechidus, a Vadish Dam later on with the minion, because the minion L'Chur is a Chiv on a person, and so, and your tefillahs are always going to be Mitzkabal in minion. Earlier before, in Maisa what? To say Birchas HaShachar, and then go. It's only Toiv L'Hachmur. Toiv L'Hachmur versus a minion. Toiv L'Hachmur beats a minion. I don't understand why that should be. However, there is a Aruch HaShulchan that argues in Amon and says, Ein L'Hachmur B'Zeh Klal. The Shulchan says you should not be tzemach on birchas hashachar at all, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav also says ve'ena nocha, and the Rama is wrong. However, the Mishabua paskins like the Rama and Siman Tzadik, that a person in Echnami is only toiv lahachlum ikka dinik b'semach on birchas hashachar, and if so, l'chur al pi svara, a person should daven at the airport with a minion than before without a minion. Al pi svara, however, I don't know, the paskin seem to say not the way it's tzarech in one. Another din in going on the derech is that going on the derech is also only for doing your own tzarechim. However, doing a chetzei shemaim, doing the needs of a kaddish baruch hu, that is mutter. The chashulchan says before sim chabez, mishabu and sim tzadik, lech ba misecho. The marshal, let's say you have to go buy something with covered Shabbos. So the loch is that you cannot go on the derech before davening. However, if you need it for Shabbos, it'll be mutter even going on the derech because tzarech shemaim is mutter. However, the Mishabua in Siman Reish Nun says that even being Isaac in Chetzei Shemaim, but still say Kriya Shema beforehand. Why? Because Todah, Shaina Todah, Todah Koidim, you have two mitzvahs in front of you, Kriya Shema, and being Isaac in the Tzrachim of whatever the mitzvah is. So you say Kriya Shema first, then Echanami, then go take care of Chetzei Shemaim.
If a person could do Echanami also, it would be easier to do
before then. Oh, so the Chura, I'll mention later, but we'll get back to that, guys. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Zevi Yatzim, in the Zevi Nelches, about going to Bris before davening, and he tells he has three reasons to answer, three separate reasons, and he passes the local ma'aser person cannot go to Bris before, and one reason he tells who says the Bris is a mitzvah. Another, he has a different reason. The Paiskim certainly don't seem to hold that way if you look at among the Paiskim. And the Minhag certainly in America, over here the Bris has nothing to do with davening. But in America, the Bris and davening goes one after another, and people daven half the time by the Bris. The Minhag in America certainly is to go drive to the Bris, and then daven there, and then to go eat by the Bris. However, Divya Yatsim says not to, because he got a tainus, is not Nichol Chavtu Shemaim. He argues on the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes him, he argues on him. However, you're Semech on Aruch HaShulchan, Mishabruah, that is what to be Semech on, Pashas, you can go to Bris. If it's a chavtu shemaim, I'll be swore that Bris Mila is a mitzvah. So the early tzi and time is a hoyl kaderech is dafka 72 minutes chiddush. However, the place Mechaim Knievsky in Sefer the kids cover that field the istim. He says no, it's even less than that. And the Vosn also says it's any derech, it's anything is nichol in the hoyl kaderechim. Anything, lav dafka 72, any derech.
5 minutes.
Going anyway, going to do something.
Even though
he
was included in
100%. What about going to the Kaisel? You can go. What is that? Pashas down in the Kaisel, the place can bring down. Then avada that's mutter, because going to the Kaisel is going to place a davening. Going to place a davening, the place for the sake of davening. Mishabur says it's a metallic, that's mutter. And in that case, even you won't have to do Kriya Shema beforehand, because that's me going to go daven. That the place can say Mishabur is a metallic. The Kol Memtes says to go to the Kaisel, or the place for davening, for Indian of davening, now be mutter. The Lord go to an oval at the Minyan Shabbat will also be mutter for the same reason. What? No, they're going from the Sada, I give my daven there. That's just like Bismillah, which I give my daven there. But going to daven, that's mutter.
So if you went to daven, is there before the share afterwards? I mean, you went to daven there.
No, they're going to the share. That's the same with Bismillah, that the Kloisenberger wants a tiny, that's also. If Kloisenberger wants a tiny, you can't go to daven there. Why are you going to the Bismillah?
Even if you can walk there?
That's going on. In those days, there's a lot talking about. They had no. They walked. What?
You go
to the show. No, if you go to both of them, it's the same distance as you go. Some days it's day, some days this show, some days the actual fine. You're doing extra more. That's halach b'derech. No, again, the bismillah he's tanning. There's not the chachav the shemayim. Again, the paiskim. Pasha bismillah is a mitzvah, and the minig is only to go, and it doesn't seem that way among the paiskim.
That means I could drive even 72 minutes to go in that Kaisel.
Yes, and the early scene says before, she writes, even though he asks, he says, Holkadarek and Dafka, more than 72 minutes, however, the Kaisel are not allowed to. That's what he writes, that's his case. Fine, that's the Indian of going on the Derech. What about taking of your Tzrachim, taking care of your needs? That's also, it's brought down again, Simpei Tes, and Sef Gimel. So take care of your needs. Means, for example, ironing your clothing, or cooking, cleaning, washing, any of these things, or buying things, that's nichol and tzrachim they cannot do before davening. You can go to the store and buy stuff before davening. However, again, for mitzvah, Mishabua says, in Sevkon Lamavov, that for mitzvah you're allowed to, and therefore you're allowed to buy from the store on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to because that's nichol chevtet shemayim. the place can say the staff girl and the shavuot mashma the way that Mogad Avraham, the staff girl, you cannot do it after davening. Why? Because the whole idea of doing it before davening is chepted the shemaim. You're doing it before davening. Why? Because it's easier for you. That's not chepted the shemaim. You're doing it for yourself. However, therefore, the place can say only if you cannot do it after davening, then you can buy before davening, l'tzarek Shabbos. However, let's say you can buy the foods that become Shabbos after davening, in chanami, you cannot buy before davening. That's also what the Lech Yosha says, the Talmud of the Chumash Hadashim. On his first page, he starts off, Ein oistim shum mitzvah koidim atfilah. No mitzvah you're allowed to do before tefillah. You are allowed to. Teretz, you can't do any mitzvah, they can do after davening. Any mitzvah, you cannot do any mitzvah before davening that can be done after davening. Now, to go through just different cases, the Emor speaks about Yitzhak, what you do before davening. The Marshal, could a person take a shower before davening? Tzvei Negeir, everyone talks about it. So first, that's washing yourself before. Some end of washing yourself, so the Mishabruah and Siman Dalet brings down the Gemara on Shabbos afternoon, that a person has a mitzvah to wash Ponov Yodav Raglov as covered kindly every morning. Every person has a mitzvah to wash his face, hands, and feet. Says the Mishabruah, but it's not your feet. Why? Because they're covered. Don't go barefoot. However, the law is a person should wash his hands and his face. Wash his hands. So, Nissen Karel says his hands is until his wrist, that means his palm. He said, unless you wear short sleeves, that maybe is until your elbow, but he said, that's until your palm. And your face, you wash your face, cover the koinoi. Void, it says in the machabo, this if thou should wash out your mouth. So that is a mitzvah, and that avada you can do, and avada not only can do, it's a mitzvah to do, to wash your hands and your face, and your mouth. However, let's say stop taking a shower. So the Mechaber in Sim Peites in Sif Zayin says, Mutal estapu l'kondis l'merchatz. A person go take a haircut and go to the merchatz somach the shachris. As the Mishabur explains that you lag go to the merchatz dafka a half hour before alois. Once it reaches alois, you cannot go to the merchatz. Mishabur says black white, you can go to the merchatz. So merchatz is also. What about a shower? Is a shower a merchatz or is it not a merchatz? So just every place seems to have its own gedur, its own lotion. So just to mention the Lashainas, what they're, when they matter, when they aser. So first of all, Shlomo Zalman says in the Kishloimo that if a person needs to take a shower to help him for davening, to order him to wake up for davening, then he said about it's mutter. However, he says you should not use soap. And he says, even if that will cause you, that after davening you'll have to take a shower again and cause Bittul Torah, still don't use soap. Why? Because other people will learn from you, and I'll take a shower stamazai before davening. That's from Shlomo Zalman Shita. What? Is he talking about the mikvah where everyone sees you? I don't know. Maybe gives sense? I don't know. That's what he says. That's what he writes. Rav Sternbach, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman and he argues and said Avadi can use soap, and his head just seems to be, because it's not, the whole issue of being oistik and tzrochim being busy. Taking a shower is not being busy. You go in and out, it takes a couple of minutes. It's not oistik and tzrochim. It can't take a long time. Rav Osner and Sheva Levi, he says it's mutter if you are ruggled to take a shower every morning. He says the marshal, you like to brush your teeth in the morning. He says you like to shave in the morning. You like to take a shower. That's how you get dressed. You like to get dressed in the morning, right? If I like to get dressed for davening, Tanya says all the nichol in getting dressed. You wash your face, you take a shower, you shave, you brush your teeth. He says if you ruggled to take a shower, take a shower. If he says if you're not ruggled, then echnami it's also. But if it's ruggled, that's your derech. How you get up every morning? Echnami be mutter.
How you get up stopping
ruggled? How you stopping ruggled? I don't know. That's not being. That's, you can put on the lights also, no problem. That's not being oisik anything. That's not a problem. No, that's what. But Chachi writes. One of his writers. He wants a tiny. You can put on the lights.
Light using it for them.
What? You know, but it's not. You have to. He's probably being oisik in Yitzhak. That's not oisik. What? Maybe I'm wearing it tired.
You know.
Yeah, that's frozen blood for the show. Yeah, but here's doing before davening, you're thinking of tzrochim.
Yeah.
That's also me Moshe. Maybe you get tired and won't daven. Here's a separate problem of you can't do things before davening.
You shower
sorry?
You shower sometime.
If that's how you get up, let's say you didn't do it the night before, so what do you do the next morning? You'll take a shower? That's your derech, how you get dressed. If that's... That's his law. That's how, again, you'll see all the sheetahs, you know. When Yom Zelba says, if I did smutter, why? He said, all the time it's smutter. First of all, not nichol malacha, it's derech harai. No, it's not a gedav being oisik malacha. And he also says, it's nichol and gedav, tikkun and guf. Take care of your guf. And that also nichol and gedav malacha. Therefore, Yom Zelba says, always smutter, however, he ends off machmer of tavla bracha. The Asher Taina is brought down in Kavod Sefer. But the Asher says that to wake you up for davening, if I that's mutter, if it helps you for davening, it's mutter. I got a friend of mine, Israel Biashev, can you take a shower before davening? He said, no. She said, but I need it for davening. He says, if you need it, fine, but why do you need it for? I don't know what you need it for. She says, but if I do, if you do, you can, but I don't know why a person should need it for. The Issa, Nissen Karela Shlita, and he says, if it bothers you, it's Mafriyaloi, that you, it bothers you to how you feel right now, it's more to take a shower, he says, even with using soap. Chaim Kanievsky, is brought down that they asked him, and he said if it's hard for you to daven, kashrus spal economic, you also take a shower. Chaim Pitcher Scheinberg says nichzel chefte de shemaim, and if it helps you even a little bit for davening, you take a shower. We have Shimon Schwab says it's all nichzel again of a chanel for tefila. Good, we have all these different lashon exactly what the hetter is. The kit of the maskon is if you're doing it with tzorich tefila, chefte de shemaim, avadet smoter. How much of tzorich tefila? Some say lashon if it's hard for you to daven, some use lashon even helps you a little bit. But if you're doing chefte de shemaim, avadet smoter. If you're doing it stamazoy, then there's machlokes the poskim. Gemara Shtrumach says it's not nichel malacha, or B'dom Zilba one time it's not nichel malacha. The Av Makilim and the Av Machmirim, exactly what to do. Yesh Lain Iskarov. There is another case that all the poskim agree is mutter. Is that let's say you go take a shower in the mikvah. You go to the mikvah first. The mikvah latu because that's a chonah for tefillah. Okay, take a shower beforehand. So the reason why I take a shower beforehand is why for everyone it's not nice. You go into the mikvah. And your body's dirty. So that adds into the place. You're doing it as going with chesed for other people. It's not nice. And therefore, you're allowed to take a shower in the mikvah before you go into the mikvah. Sorry? If that's what you're doing, you're going to have to do. What about taking a shower after the mikveh? The Mignon from Shlomo Zalman, they tell him before the mikveh, he goes to take a shower, why even tell everyone else? After the mikveh, he takes a shower, why even tell himself? He should not get from everyone else. So l'chura, that also, as in the refuah, he's doing it, shouldn't get sick. So l'chura, refuah is more to eat also, because that's nichol chedet to Shemaim. And the marshal, brought down tefillah kol chosai, the Yisra of Shlomo, of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlito, if you do exercise before davening. He tell him to exercise, it's more to, why? Because refuah, they're doing it as before. Refuah is a chef to the Shemaim, and if a kohen is built a Torah later on, a vadi la do it. It's chef to the Shemaim right now. If you do it later on, do it later on. But if you can't, it's kohen built a Torah. Listen to say the yeshiva la do it before. Oh, that's why you also take a shower after the mikvah, because all nichol refuah, you vadi la do before you take a before you daven. Another case the pasuk inquire about is do you have to make you allowed to make your bed before davening? Not make your bed. The shaila is basically being oisig in your tzurachim. So, Chaim Knievsky, Shlita, has brought down a letter in the Sefer Nekiyos Kovah Tefillah, that his words are, Minig Lahakol, the Minig is to be Mekol, you make your bed beforehand. Shlomo Zalman says, if there's no one around to make your bed, then you're allowed to. However, if other people can make your bed, you shouldn't. Who are other people? I'm not sure if it means the Bnei Bayis, the Chor means they'll make your bed, then you should not do it. Moshe Strombach, Mishitos, like I said before, that's not being oisik in anything. That's just making a bed. Who's being tarred in anything? It takes you, 10 seconds to flop down your blanket. 5 seconds. Chum Shom Zaman could not. The river Sephraim time is that the only time of the mutter is only if in Chalik Aleph, your time only be mutter if you close the toilet on, you have to go back to Dior, if not, it will be also. Per Ador, Chalik Dal says, Nichlin get up there, it's not Malacha. So again, we have Machloik is exactly what the Gedder of making your bed is. To explain exactly what Machloik is, what the Gedder is. Again, the Gemara says the Malacha is also. Oisik Yitzchakim is also. What is Nichol Yitzchakim? What is the Malacha? What does it mean? So the Eshel Avram, the Machacho, he starts off saying the Malacha means dafka things like Chalamoid or things like Erev Pesach. However, more than that, he wants to be Mekel, which is means a lot of things you can be Mekel on. However, the Poskim don't agree with him, as we see the Poskim are mocking by showers or by making a bed. So what is this for? What is the point that we cannot do Malacha before davening? So the Rashba and Daf Yudalam and Aleph Mishavu B'Gzana's Loshim says the reason why you can't do your Tzrochim is Kadesh Le'ipon Liboy L'Shum Dova Achi Yisbal. You should not turn away your heart from davening. You should not do anything, be oisting in things and be busy as if you did something before davening. Putting on a light switch is not you turned away your heart to do something. You want oisting in something. And that's why Mechavis and Sefeis, when you greet a person, you say Loshim Shinoi, why should you mark this gather? You should not be oisting. Turn away your heart to be oisik and dove before davening. Now the shaila is where exactly do you draw the line? That means to be oisik something is also, the marshal. To sit down and read a newspaper, sit down. It can take a long time. A lot of people can sit down. Mamash an hour, you sit down and read a whole newspaper. Modia, Yeted, whatever, all the kosher newspapers, a book. It can take a while to do that. That's turning your heart away from davening and you're doing something. However, let's say to glance at the headlines or glance through the browse through the paper. So they had brought down in Tefillah Kol Chasai and the Rikshei Lev that Shlomo Zalman Obach Zatzal said that you allowed to glance at the newspaper. Is lashon sechitov b'iton to chaperein to glance the headlines, browse through it to see what the main stories. That's mutter. You're not turning your heart away from davening. Why are you doing something that to just look at something? Well, it doesn't take any time. Or another case of being down, you're not taking out the garbage. It might take you 30 seconds, because you're not pulling libel from the tefillah, you're not taking your heart away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're being oisik in something that takes mamash no time. So l'chura, that's the same shalav here. How long, that's why Shlomo Baruch wants to make or making a bed. It takes time. You're turning your heart away. Someone say, eich nami, because that's doing something. But Shlomo Baruch says, that's doing nothing. A vadi can make your bed. Or even taking a shower, someone will be making for that reason. We're also even doing laundry. You can do laundry before davening. So among the places, there are three different shitas, but they're arguing basically the same yisoid. That one says, it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman, I think, that he says that a person can sort cannot sort the laundry, but he can put it into the machine. Putting in the machine is nothing. Some say even sorting is no problem. Why? Because that's him, what's sorting? It takes no time also. Some say everything is also. Aside sorting, aside putting it in. Three different sheets, but that's him, the machlokes is, the shaila is, what does it get of being oisig nitzrochim? And what is dumb? You have time, you can put on a light switch. It's nichlin doing nothing. That's the machlokes. And so, how exactly the paskin. Now this Indian again of doing a tzorach mentioned before, of the tzorach mitzvah is mutter. Tzorach mitzvah, what does that mean? Says the poskim, it means any mitzvah. The marshal helping out of the house is nichol neged of gnus chasodim. So the Yaakov Netzki, that means you can help out of the house, take care. The poskim say it means take care of the children, or to mechanach the kids, or to bring a kid to yeshiva, to bring it to yeshiva. That's all nichol the Indian of chepsi to shemaim and ladu the before davening. Who didn't to buy food for the children or to buy food for your parents. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says not only is it just being a kid to yeshiva, it's even driving the carpool. You're going around picking up all the kids, you're bringing them all to yeshiva is a makom kedusha to get them to learn. That's all nichol ches to shemayim. The Vatican did that before Shabbos. Put on the Shlomo Zalman himself, he baked matzahs before he davened. Why ches to shemayim? Are you allowed to bake matzahs? No, it could be that was his when his time was before davening. I don't know if he could have killed. Maybe he could have made the way that he got later. But it could be they gave him that time. Love Dach, you have to make you get a different time. Or the Pesach say prepare the food for the children. All these things, prepare food for the kid to go to the cheder. All those cases of nichol and chetz shemayim and smotu. Another din before davening is brought down the Gemara Brachos Nafid on the Beis. If that person cannot eat before davening, cannot eat and cannot drink, the Gemara Dashim's of Potting in Kedoshim that says Lo Seichel Al Adam, that a person should not eat on the dam. What does that mean? So the Gemara says the Mishnah brings down the Loshim and the Simchei Tes that Lo Seichel Al Adam, Lo Seichel Koyim Shispala Al Dimchem. A person cannot eat before he davens on his blood on himself. A person cannot eat. So Machlokes Yishonim is as Minatoyim and Abonon the Ruah. And the Chinuch says to Reiso, the Ben Yoina, the Rosh says to Rabbanon, the Rambam, it's Machlokes what he holds. However, the Poskim come on and say, the Poskim Neman, that's a Dindu Rabbanon, the Seifel is Dindu Rabbanon. However, there's a second Gemara, the Mishabu brings down, and other Ritzer, is that a person cannot eat before davening, Atzakstron and Geiver. Atzgeiver, that you think, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, La'achar she'ochel v'shosin v'sko, after you eat and drink, and you have Geiver, Na'i kibbalah Malchus Shemaim, and kalpan yourself Malchus Shemaim. Two separate assumes. The issue of gaiva that you ate, took of your own tzrachim before you were eating in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, davin. Another problem is, lo seichel al adam, a pasuk, a smachna on the pasuk. What's the nafkamino? Says the Bialacha, the nafkamino is, you say kriyashma. Even if you say kriyashma, still that will take care of a gaiva. You have no gaiva, because in the Kabbalah upon yourself, all malchus shemayim, still out of pasuk, lo seichel al adam, still a person should not drink anything until he davins, until he says shemon esrei. Eat a drink, what is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Chinuch Rambam, means afilu t'ima, even to taste anything. T'ima ba'alma is also. Even to taste anything before davening, that is also. This Indian of eating before davening, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Amor Tophesh in the Bay, is lav dafka before davening, is before any mitzvah, before lulav, before shayfer, before tefillin. You cannot eat or drink before any mitzvah. The Mechaber says in Sif Gibel that even though eating and drinking is also, However, to drink water, aval maim mutter, maim is mutter, you're allowed to. Says the Mishabura, why is maim mutter? Because there's no gaiva. No one has gaiva when you drink water before davening. So, the shayla is now, if there's a hetu and there's no gaiva, so what about other cases? So the Mishabura says, who then nichol in that is, you can have your tea and your coffee in the morning. Why? Because there is no gaiva. A person is ruggled to have tea and coffee. He says, that's dafko, if you need a tea and coffee, if you cannot daven as well without your tea and coffee, says the Mishabur, you let have your tea and coffee to help you daven. Why is Nochson and Gaiva? You're doing it to help yourself daven. However, the Mishabur says you cannot have milk inside of it, and you cannot have sugar. However, if the sugar is coming, that the coffee is too bitter, and you want to have sugar to make the coffee drinkable, he says put in your mouth the sugar, the piece, and drink it with a piece inside your mouth. However, our coffee is not bitter, you can drink it straight. And Echlami, according to Mishnevua, in his days, a person should not only have coffee and milk, coffee and tea, and should not have milk and sugar. That's how also the other seen the Paskin Pizmanazel. However, comes along the Paskin Pizmanazel, other Paskin say, I said, Avada, first of all, sugar, Avada, I have. Why? Because everyone has it that way. It's no gaiva, Pizmanazel, everyone has the coffee, everyone has sugar. You have tea, everyone has sugar. Therefore, says the Paskin, Avada, Pizmanazel, you'll have sugar inside. The Chashulchan argues in the Mishabur even in his times, but the Shalom Tzurim Balacha, Yibi Oimil, Vyashiv, Shom Zalman, Stifler, Stifler himself every morning, he had coffee and he had sugar inside. There is no gaiva to that. Gaiva depends upon the time when you live. In those days, sugar was expensive, and nowadays, sugar is not expensive. In Echnami, you can have sugar inside your coffee. What about milk? So milk is a little bit more of a problem, because Pais can say milk not only is out gaiva, it also fulfills you up, it gives you muzzling nourishment. So there, again, the place can be ikra, amekul, wherever there are more machmim over there. And by milk, b'etzim, machmim, tavla, bracha. But again, by milk, again, it's also machloikis. And by ikra, it seems to be, it can be mekul.
Cream is not a problem,
cream?
It's not a
what? It is. It fills you up. It has substance to it, right? Cream.
He has to increase my recording his coffee.
So, who will be best always say Kriya Shema? Go to the reason, guys, always best say Kriya Shema.
The
Sheikh Al-Adam would... They ask the Mishabu, you're come and say that it's not going to be Kriya Shema, then he said he can have... The Mechaba says, Mayim is Mutter. Mayim is Mutter, anything that's not in Nichol and Gaiva is Mutter.
The
Sheikh Al-Adam means Gaiva. No, Mishmur says that's nafkmina, means if we naf Kriya Shema means Yishmona. Yeah, I guess Mishmur understands that both psukim mean gaiva. Except one means Kriya Shema, one means tefillah. What about other things? What? Yeah, say, yeah. Say Kriya Shema. You can say now, say later. That's a shayla. So first, our Chashulchan comes along and says, water's motto. What's water? Seltzer. Seltzer's water also, right? It's just some bubbles. Seltzer's motto. Lemonade. What's lemonade? It's water with some lemon inside. It's motto also. It's chedesh b'itayin. Those things are motto. It's be'etzim the mayim. What about petal? Petal? So, Chaim Peter of Scheinberg said, make it be motto. Petal is not a drink choshev. Don't gaive it to it. Petal, they're giving you shiva. Don't serve in a choshev meal. So, in Echonami, you can be make it. Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, it's brought down the Kirzik of Atfila. He said, Yesh Machmirim. Don't say it's also. He said, Yesh Machmirim. So, it really depends where you live, whose house, which country you're in. Lamoshal, can drink soda before davening. Soda. So, the Rikshay Leib, he brings down different sheetahs about it. But his Maskona Betzim is, really depends where you live. He ties in there. So, the place are very hard for them to be makel and drink soda before davening. Why? Because soda is something choshev. You serve it to choshev, a guest. It's a choshev zach. However, the Rikshay Leib brings down the river as a crime. In America, soda is water. That Coca-Cola is water. It's Hanuach. People drink water just like they drink soda. It's the same thing. In America, it's much more easy to be makel. Maybe even Mekadini can be makel. There's no shivas to it. There's no cover to it.
Some people make a dollar,
then,
no?
On soda?
Sure,
no, coffee.
On coffee?
When I cook. No, it could be it's choshev, but it's also not choshev. You have it both times. I don't know. Hey, Shaila. But my Mishpura says coffee is motor, so... That's the luchud, that's every drink. Hakov luchud is a chash of a drink, you right? You pay money, cost you for that, it's a chash of a drink. So,
Shaila
coffee
is also.
No, but there you... Yeah. I don't know, no, but it's more of a chash of a drink luchud, coffee, than just soda, right? People mash it more than soda, usually. Especially the Americans. Fine, that's all. Again, which drinks? Again, it depends. The matzias, the times will change. Depends where you are, where you're from. Whatever is chashuv for us, whatever is not chashuv is mutter. Where to draw the line? It depends on every person, every case.
To choose is mutter?
No, mitzvah TV, fresh juice, they all want to ask. It's chashuv.
So with lemonade,
lemonade. It sounds like they put lemon inside, and it really is that thick of water. But freshly squeezed Tropicana or whatever, freshly squeezed stuff, chashuv is very chashuv, and chashuv that be also. Yes, well, it costs more than soda, more than soda. And, no, it's more kosher. Betz is more kosher. If you have 100%, that it's mixed. Betz is more kosher. Another thing about davening, again, the issue is eat before davening. However, let's say you're after four, you're sick, so then you're eating before davening now, it's because to satisfy yourself, askaib, you're doing it for a poor, and if you're in the Mechabit says, Vat is mutter. Mechabit says, Lav davka before, let's say you're starving, or you're very thirsty, and it's hard for you to have kavanah during davening. It says, Mechabit, it's hard for you to have kavanah during davening, it's mutter to eat. The Poskim says, it's mutter to eat now, whatever you want, whatever you need to eat. I mean, once you satisfy yourself, you stop. However, again, whatever is needed to eat, it will help you daven. There's a heter, and that's why I know the Hasidim, whatever, especially on Shabbos, since davening they can start at 9 o'clock and finish 11, it's much easier to daven with having a more fulfilled stomach than having an empty stomach. Therefore, the makel may eat a little bit before davening. Another halacha is brought down in the Gemara, according to Rashi, in the Afayim and Beis and Brachas, is that a person cannot eat, cannot learn Torah before davening. A person cannot learn Torah before davening. So that's what Rashi learns. The Mechaber passed him that way in the Simchat Torah, in the Sevav, you cannot learn before davening. That means, let's say, whatever, you wake up early and want to daven, it's also. However, there are three main aterim, most of them are common. One is, let's say, you have a minin kavua. Let's say you always daven in a set time. So then, chalami and yeshiva, let's say. So even if you wake up a half hour before yeshiva, you can learn, no problem, and then there'll be a good enough shayim in the minin kavua. Another thing is a good way to protect you, they can learn before davening, is a shayimer. Which I spoke before about alarm clocks, the chubi semichon alarm clocks to learn Torah, and you put on your alarm clock, it'll be a good enough shayimer. You're off, even according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, alarm clock will help, because you're up, and you will stop learning, and then you go to daven. Third heter is, go learn in Beis Medrash itself. If you learn in Beis Medrash, since they're going to gather there and daven there themselves, and everyone come there and daven, there's no way you forget to daven, they're davening in front of you. And that, again, the Mechaber said about that smut, if you learn in the place where they're going to daven later on. The Aruch HaShulchan God that says, the minigas for Mekel, you always allow to learn, no matter if you have a shayim or no shayim, he says the minigas for Mekel. The Poskim don't seem to say that, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, you always allow to learn before davening. Just as Gemara was mentioned, again, there's a five separate serum, you cannot go to sleep before davening in the morning. However, let's say you did go to sleep, to wake up at a lois, Machlok is the Poskim exactly what to do, and Lachurik B'Samech on the alarm clock. Before davening, you should not greet a person. If you cannot go over to him and greet him, if you bump into him, you're allowed to say shalom. However, you should be machmir and change your lashon. But if you're going to see Isaac, you go over to him and say the tafim ma'atayiv. The inyan malacha you cannot do before davening. However, the chetz d'shmaim is mutter. What is nichlan get a malacha? Seems to be exactly machloikis. But anything that's done quickly is mutter. Anything that is being Isaac in lachur, that's aser. To eat before davening is aser. However, things that no gaiva is mutter. If it's for food, it's mutter. And Torah before davening, that is also, unless again you either have a minion, or you're learning a place that there's going to be a minion, or you can have a shomer, or you always have a minion kavua. The inyan of davening, when you're davening, who is inyan of kol hadayis b'kayim mitzvah d'oraisa, and from year to every person, whatever they do, they daven three times a day. And if you realize you end off your night, you say a mapel, and you say kriyashma, and you go to sleep, or say kriyashma, and you say a mapel. And then in the morning, you wake up, first thing you do, is you say Moda'ani, and even though the Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin says you're supposed to lie in bed and not jump out of bed right away, so how long is that? Shulchan Aruch Rav says, as long as it takes for you to say Moda'ani, those 12 words. And afterwards, first thing gets out of bed right away. So therefore, and what do? You prepare yourself for davening. Get ready for davening. What's the point of doing davening right away in the morning? So the point is, from the Gemara Be'etzim, is to teach you not to have gaiva, to realize where you are in this world. The Be'etzim, the person's tachlis in the world, is to be Eved Hashem, is that his whole day, just like davening, is that Hashem goes first. Your whole day, whether you're working, whether you're learning, the whole day you should be an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole concept, that you wake up in the morning and be Magrish that you're here to be an Eved Hashem, and you don't go first. Everything is for what? For the Taklis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tak Mizrecha, to realize that and reach that, and Mizrecha be an Eved Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu.